Okay, so good morning, everyone. Thank you very much for coming. Daf Yomi now is into Mishnayos Kinim, and we began yesterday Mishnayos Kinim. So let's go back just to review to get back into the flow of things.
I read yesterday that because women sometimes put off after childbirth, that's why there's a lot of problems with the multiple.
Oh, could be. Multiple births, multiple miscarriages, multiple nests. And the women maybe are the ones who get confused. The truth is men also have to bring birds sometimes. Maybe the men don't get as confused with it. Okay, so again, we'll start with the first Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Chatas Ha'of, we know when you have a chatas, that's a bird, Nasis Lamata. The service is done underneath the Chut HaSikra. Chatas Behema, when you have a chatas of an animal, Lamala, it's done above the Chut HaSikra. Ola Sa'of, but the Ola of a bird, Nasis Lamalam. That the blood is done above the Chut HaSikra. Olas Behema, the ol of an animal, is lamatan, is beneath the Chut HaSikra. Mishina Bezeo Bezeo Pasol. If you did the what should have been the bird service to the animal, it doesn't work. Same the other way. All right, now, Seder Kinim Kahu, the issue of Kinim is the follows. Nests, Hachova, when someone has an obligation to bring a nest of two birds, Echad Chatas ve'echad Ola. One of the birds is going to be a chatas, one of the birds will be an ola. But if a person is donating birds, so donating, you can't donate a chatas, kul and olos, they're all going to be olos. Is it a neder? What's a neder? This we've seen many times. Omer arei olai, ola. Someone who says, on me is an ola. Is it a nedava? What's a nedava? Omer arei zu ola. Someone says, this is an ola. What's the difference between nedarim and nedavos? Nedarim, if they die, you need to replace them. If they're stolen, you need to replace them because it's an obligation on the person. Chai bach yusan. Nedavos and nedava, if they die or are stolen, they don't need to be replaced because it's an obligation on the bird, not on anything else. Okay, so now, Mishnah Beis. This is a key Mishnah. It's going to keep coming up again and again. First Mishnah, second Mishnah in the Masechta. Chaf Beis and Beis. Yesterday's Daf. Chatas Shenis Arva Ba'ola. If you have a bird, which is a chatas bird, and it gets mixed up with another bird, which is an ola bird, so now you don't know what's what. You don't know if this bird is chatas or if this bird's ola. So now you're stuck. What are you going to do? You're going to do the blood on top, do the blood below, you do it the wrong place, you messed it up. You're going to do a malika that severs the head, a malika that doesn't sever the head. You're going to throw the piece into the fire, not throw it into the fire. If you do it the wrong way, it doesn't work. So, what do you have to do? Let him die. So a chatas that gets mixed up with an ola. An ola gets mixed up with a chatas. Afilu echa beribu. Even if one got mixed up in 10,000 of the others, yemusu kulam, they all need to die. All right. Next. Chatas shenis arva b'chova. If you have a bird, which is a chatas bird, and it gets mixed up into a nest of two birds that are undefined. These two birds, hasn't been determined yet which one is the chatas and which one is the ola. The Kohen's going to decide. What's that?
They're all together?
Now there are three in the nest.
Okay. So when the birds are mixed, they're all mixed. It's not
correct.
Like individual nests.
Correct. So they're mixed in together. Now you have three birds. You don't know what's what. So now what are you going to do? If you're going to say, oh, well, I have a chatas, and one of these can be a chatas, I'm going to offer two of these as chatas, and one of these is an ola. It's a problem. If you offer two of them as chatas, it could be that the two that you offer as chatas were the original two that were in the nest. And then you're taking an ola and offering it as a chatas. Because when you have the two in the nest, the one you make one a chatas, the other becomes automatically an ola. If you offer the two of the nest as chataos, you did a sin. So what are you going to do? If a chatas gets mixed in with a nest, so ein kasher, Ella Kiminyan Chata'o Shebachova. The only one that's kasher is the only one that's kasher is the one chatas that was in the nest that was undefined. The one, right? You had a nest of two that are not defined. You have two in a nest that are not defined. Then you have a chatas. The chatas mixes in with it. Now you have three. You don't know what's what. You can only offer one of these three birds, and you can only offer it as a chatas. Why? You can offer one of the birds as a chatas, because maybe it's the chatas that fell in. If it's not, it's one of the two that are undefined. So you can offer the one that are not, out of the two that are not defined, you can make one a chatas. But you can't offer another one as an ola, because if you offer another one as an ola, maybe you're offering the chatas as the ola. You can't offer another one as a chatas, because maybe you're offering what became an ola as a chatas. So you can only offer one as a chatas. So in other words, when a chatas gets into a group that are not defined, you can only offer the amount of chataos that would have been out of that group.
Really
out of the undefined.
The laws of probability here, Rabbi.
Good.
That's right.
V'chein ola shenis'ar v'b'chova. The same thing would be if you had it the other way. An ola bird that gets in mixed into a group that's not defined. In kosher, what's only kosher, is k'minyan ola shebechova. The amount of olos that were in the undefined group. Bein shechovim rubin adavim wetes. This is true whether you have lots of chova birds and few donated ones. Bein shenadavim ruba, or you have lots of nadava birds. V'chovim wetes, very few chova birds. Interesting shavos, or if they're both equal. Says the third Mishnah, but medvar mamurin, when is this true? B'chovu v'nedava. When you have something which is defined as an ola, mixing into things that are not defined. Aval b'chovu shenesar v'zu b'zu, but if you have undefined mixing with undefined, let's say, achas l'zu v'achas l'zu. One woman had two birds, and the other woman had two birds. Nothing is defined, and they mix in. Now you have four birds, totally undefined. Shtayim lezu v'shtayim lezu. This one had two nests. This one had four. This one had four. Shalosh lezu v'shalosh lezu. This one had six, and this one had six. And they all mix in together. Now you have 12 birds mixed in together. So now, and you have the 12 birds, what you can only do is offer six of them. Three as chatas, and three as ola. And the others have to go to death. Because if you would offer, let's say, four chataos, then you start off with nothing was defined. But if you offer four chataos, you may be offering something which was really an ola, and you're offering it as a chatas. Because the moment you offer three chataos, you've defined three others as olos, but you don't know which ones you've defined as olos. So therefore, you can only offer six, three, and three. So that's when you have equal amounts. Mechza kasha, mechza pasul. Now what happens if you have unequal amounts? Achas lezu, two nests, two birds from one. Ushtayim lezu, that mix into four of the other. Shalosh lezu, three birds, three nests to one. The es lezu, that mix into ten of the other. Or mix into male lezu, 100 of another. So amuad kasher. So that minimum amount is what's kasher. So let's say you had three nests that mixed in into 100. So you can offer three chatos and three olos, and that's it. This applies whether you're dealing with everybody having to do the same type of karban, everybody being birth, or everybody being a zav, or if there's a mixture. This applies whether it's one woman's or it belongs to two women. Because there it was defined. That was an ola. You knew there was an ola. Here it's all undefined. Nothing was defined yet. Okay, so the fourth Mishnah just spells out this point. What is the idea of Shem Echad? All, let's say, all birth. What's Shnei Shemos? One birth, one Ziva. And then finally, Rabbi Yossi says that women can buy nests in partnership, and then the Kohen can decide, okay, this bird is for you, and this bird is for you. Okay, let's start now today's Daf. Daf Chav Gimel. Okay, the first Mishnah. Kan Stuma. Let's say you have a nest that is not defined. So you don't know. You have two birds. Whenever one will become an ola, the other one becomes the chatas. Right now, nothing's defined. Sheparach mimenu gozal la'avir. And one of the birds flies away. So it's gone. Now you only have one bird left. Or sheparach levein amesos. One bird flew away and went into a nest of chatas birds whose owners die. So when the owner of a chatas dies, the chatas is to be put to death. Same is true with a chatas bird. So this bird flew into a nest of birds of a chatas. The owner is dead. So this bird is now going to die too. It's mixed in. So again, you're left with one bird. Oh, Shemei Sechemen. Again, you had two birds, undefined, and one bird died. Okay, so in either case, either three different cases of where you started with two undefined birds, and now you're down to one undefined bird. So what's the halacha? Yikach zug lashem. Buy a second bird, join it to the first bird, which you have, which is still undefined, and offer the two of them. One is a chatas, one is an ola. Good. Now, let's say you have two birds that are undefined. Parach levein hakrevos. One of the birds flew out into a whole bunch of other birds that are offerable. It flew into birds that are offerable. Let's say flew into two nests that are both undefined. Or it flew into four nests that are undefined. This bird is undefined.
Birds are all the same, no?
No, there's a problem. Because this nest, right, this nest was an ola and a chatas. But you didn't define it yet. Right. One could become the ola, the other one could become the ola.
Okay.
Now one of these birds flew into a group of undefined birds.
Correct.
So now the moment you define this one,
when you offer
this one, you've now defined that one, but you don't know which one that is, so now you've messed things up.
So
you got to get rid of this one. You got to kill the one that's left. Very good.
Start from scratching.
Good, very good. So we're going to get to that. Okay, so again, when you have, right, the first parak spoke about when both birds got mixed in with undefined birds. Now we're talking about when one of the undefined birds gets mixed in with undefined birds. So now, if one flew, parach, levena krevos, one of the undefined birds flew into a whole group of undefined birds. So pasul, where it flew to, it itself is disqualified. Uposel echad kineged, and it ruins one of the birds that it flew away from. Shagozal aporeach, when you have a bird flying away into another nest, pasul, where it gets to, it's disqualified. One is disqualified. Uposel echad kinegdo, and it disqualifies one from where it left. So now we're going to see what that means. Ketzad, Mishnabez, how's the case? Shtei nashim. Let's say you have two women. Two women, and they've been having miscarriages. So lezo shtei kinim. So one woman goes and buys two nests. She now has four undefined birds. Velezo shtei kinim. And the other one also had two miscarriages. She buys two nests. And she has four undefined birds. So what you have here now is eight undefined birds. This woman has four. This woman has four. And ideally, the birds don't get mixed up. This woman should offer two of them as, you know, one bird out of each nest as an ola. That would make the other bird a chatas, and the other bird would be chatas. Same, the other woman should do. But that's not what happened. What happened was, parach mizu lezu. So one bird flew from one woman into the other woman. So now one woman has five birds, and the other woman has three birds. So now, posel echad balichaso. We can't offer the five birds. We can't offer all five birds. We can only offer. Like this. From the three birds that are left, we can only offer two birds.
Right.
We can only offer two. And of the five birds, we can only offer four birds. We can't offer five birds. So it ends up, it ruins one that's left, one nest that's left, and it ruined where it went to, it itself. So,
yeah, but in the first two that we picked, we don't know whether one of them was from the pair that lost one.
Doesn't matter, does it?
No, it does.
Why?
We picked two birds.
Yeah, okay, so there were two pairs.
Mm-hmm.
They got mixed up, right?
No.
Oh, they were not mixed up.
No.
Okay, so we know which one actually, from which pair we lost one.
Yeah, but nothing was defined.
So then by definition, we know that in the first case, we can't define one pair. That's obvious.
Right. That doesn't have to be so...
The case that they got mixed up, the two pairs.
The two pairs are mixed up, yes.
So if they are mixed up, then we lost one.
Correct.
Okay. Now we are left with three.
Correct.
I define two.
I offer two.
I offer two from the first three.
Right.
But I don't know which, if in the two that I defined, one of them was from the pair that lost one.
Correct.
Because if I define one, then the one that flew is now defined.
Correct.
So if he's defined, I can still take two pairs from the other one?
We'll see in a second. We'll go through it, right? Okay, so let's go through this. So when you have like this, one bird flew into the group of four. You don't know what's what. So now, you might have, it may be offered as a chatas. It may be offered as an ola, because it's in that other group of the five, right? We don't know which one it is. So it may be, and out of those five, you're offering chatas and olas. So now, you have to do, from those that are left, you have to do something in a way that this one that flew out is going to be kasher, whether it's turning out to be a chatas or an ola. So the thing is like this, right? When you had the nests, you should have offered two olos and two chatos. So now, if you offer from what's left, right? There are three left. If you offer from what's three left, two chatos and one ola. So that means that the one that flew is now a chatas. I'm sorry, it's now an ola, right? If you offer two chatos and one ola, the one that's left, that flew out, is now an ola. So now it's a problem. If it's an ola, it may have been offered as a chatas, right? That's a problem. So again, we learned in the other parak that if you have an ola flying into two groups, right? So now you can only offer two olos out of those two groups.
Right.
Right? If you had two groups and an ola flies in, you can only offer two olos. So that's going to reduce a lot. If you're going to offer from what's left over, let's say two olos and one chatas, so then you made the one that flew out into a chatas, and now out of what it flew into, out of the five that it's in the five, you'd only be able out of those five to only offer two chatzos, because that's the law that we learned in the earlier parak. So if you offered the full three from what's left, then out of where it went into, you'd only be able to offer two. So out of what you started as eight, you're going to end up only offering five. We want to offer as many as possible. We want to disqualify as few as possible. So what do? Again, you had four, and now you have five and three. So what you do is, from the three that are left, you want to make sure that you don't define the one that flew out. And you want to be able to have the one that flew out be undefined, so it can be offered as either a chatas or as an ola. So what do? What you do is you only offer two out of the three. So if you only offer two out of the three, so now you offered a chatas and an ola, and you left out one. So now you haven't defined that one that flew out into the five. You can offer it whatever it is. You offer it, and you don't know what you did when you offered it. You may have offered it as an ola, you may have offered it as a chatas, you don't know. So fine, so that defines the one that's left here. You don't know what you did here. That's fine. Now, out of these five, you can't offer all five, because if you offer out of these five, let's say, three chataos and two olos, we're worried that maybe one of those things that flew in is being offered in the wrong way. Where one of the things that flew in is offered as the wrong way. Right? Because we're worried that if you offer three chatos and two olos, we're worried that out of these four, right, the four of Mrs. Two, she may have been offering out of her original four, three of them may have ended up as chatos, and only one as an ola. Really, she should be offering two chatos and two olos. So therefore, what you do is you leave one out of the five, and you leave one out of the three, and you end up only offering six birds. So that's the halacha, that when a bird flies out, it ruined one that it left, and it ruins one of where it went to.
And these are all undefined.
Everything was undefined, right.
We're concerned about mixing the women's offering. That's not an issue. In other words, one from this woman flew into a bunch.
No, that's okay.
Start offering these. And
that's okay.
Not concerned about whether it's hers or hers.
No, that's okay. Because that we said it. Yeah, that we said at the last Mishnah.
Not one of the criteria. Right. You don't worry
that's
about
right.
Mixing the women's offering.
Correct.
But just bring more next time together as part of the offset. We have to, otherwise you only have one owner. Or bakata, or whatever.
Yes, that's right. So now, what happens if it flew? We started with four and four. One of the four flew into the five. One of the four now became one group of four became five, and the other became three. So now, what happens if it flies? If something flies back, we don't know what flew back. We don't know if what flew back was one of those, was the one that flew there, or it's another one that flew there. So Chazar, one of the five, flew back into the three. So now Posel Echad B'Chazirasso. So now it disqualifies a whole nest when it came back. So again, you started with four, went down to three, now you're back at four. You can only offer two. Nothing.
So then why aren't we back to blank slate?
No, because you don't know. You may have gotten...
Nothing was designated.
Yeah, but you may be with the wrong bird.
Well, I thought
bird.
That don't count.
Yeah, but it has to be offered the right way. In other words...
So far they're undesignated.
Correct, but you start with four undesignated of hers, and four undesignated of hers. One of hers flew over to this one. Now it's five. In this lady's nest. And now one flew back. The one that flew back may not have been the original one.
That's the point. It's not the original one.
The one that flew back.
There is some sort of implicit designation going on.
Correct.
Otherwise, it would be completely.
Exactly. Yeah, there is an
implicit designation.
That whatever, once out of two, out of woman number two, when one of the birds of her nest is a chatas, that makes the other one an ola. When the bird out of the other nest is a chatas, it makes the other one an ola. So now, if one of her birds flew into the other woman's birds, when she offers one of her birds as a chatas, that bird, wherever it is, became an ola. When she offers the other from the other nest a chatas, that bird, wherever it is, becomes an ola. But we don't know what it is. So we may be offering it as a chatas with this lady, when it's really become an ola from that lady. So we're stuck.
You should mark the birds.
I think it doesn't help the marking because the birds get out of their markings.
They don't trust the
marking. Instead of nests, they should have sold cages.
Instead of sold cages.
But if they're all undesignated and they're all not a certain type of birds, then why can't you just offer all of them?
Because they come in pairs.
They come in pairs. So the moment that lady offered one of her two birds as a chatas, this, let's say, we'll call the birds A, B, C, and D, okay? Let's say B from woman one flew into the birds of woman two. So the moment woman one offers A as a chatas, B as an ola. But we don't know which one is B because B is mixed up. So now you have a bird which is an ola that may get offered as a chatas. You can't do that. Correct. But now you're going to have a problem. Once you're going to start offering, you're going to create a problem.
Yeah, but then, Rabbi, the moment B has become an ola in your example,
yes,
right? Now, woman B is still supposed to be able to pick four birds.
Okay.
But she doesn't know whether one of the birds she picks is B.
Correct.
So how can she do anything?
So she's going to be in the status that we said before of when you have one undefined flying into a group of undefined, that reduces how many carbonos you can bring.
I understand, but the moment the first lady designates A to be a B becomes an ola.
Right.
So B now is an ola.
Right.
Right? So when I pick four birds, one of these, or two pairs rather, one of these, you know, in one of these pairs could be B. And
no,
I
so
don't
that,
know which one is B.
Correct, but that's why we have these limitations. Right, so we can go through the calculation. If the bird that flew back was the one that had flown away, right? So then it'd be fine. Then everything's good. Each woman should bring two pairs, right? Fine, because it's all okay. Nothing was defined. That would be okay. But one second.
You should say this bird's an ola, but if it flies away, I don't make it undefined.
She can't make those. She doesn't have that power. What we're worried about is the bird that flew back is not the. We're worried that a bird didn't fly back. We're worried that one of the first woman's bird, the second woman's birds, has flied now to the first woman. So now we have the basic law before at the beginning of the parak that when you have a bird that's undefined that flies into a group, so now you lose a bird from that which from where it came, you lose a bird, and from where it went to, you lose a bird. So from the five that it flew away from, now you can only offer two. And to the three that it flew into, you can only offer two.
Yeah.
So what you had started off with eight birds, now you're down to four birds that can be actually offered. Now, after it flew back a second time, what happens if now there's a flying back of a third time? Parach, now it flew back a third time. So it could be it's the same bird flying back and forth. Or now it could be another bird flying in. We don't know. So parach, now it flew. V'chazar or parach, then it flew back. Then it flew back. V'chazar. So lo hipsid klum. You still don't lose. You're still going to give the two nests. Why? Shafilu hein muravos. Because if you have four nests that fully mix with each other, right? You have four from this one and four from this one.
16 birds.
Or if you have, let's say, two nests with two nests. Let's say two nests and two nests fully mix with each other. Eight birds mix with each other. If they mix... In Pachos Mishnaim, as we learned in the first parak. If you have two mixing with two, so then you offer four birds. You can take the half, you can offer half of those half as chatos, and half as olos. Basically, the point of this parak is to just apply the rules that were established in the last parak. All right, so now we're going to go to a much more confusing situation. What happens if you have seven different nests? One nest with one bird, one nest with two birds, one nest with three birds, one nest with four birds, one nest with five birds, one nest with six birds, one nest with seven birds, and things are getting mixed up with each other.
Everything about women.
Just tell everyone to bring new katas and olas and get guardians to watch the katas and olas after the next summer.
Okay, so Lizu, one woman has achas, two birds. Lizu, another woman has shtayim, four birds. Lizu, shalosh, another woman has six birds. Lizu, arba, the next woman has eight birds. Lizu, chamesh, the next woman has 10 birds. Lizu, sheish, the next woman has 12 birds. Lizu, sheva, the next woman has 14 birds. All of these women didn't define their birds. So the woman who has 14 birds is supposed to define seven of them as chatas and seven as olah. Nothing's been defined yet. Everything is undefined. And now everything's getting mixed up. And now the chazar. Things are flying from one to the next. And we don't know if it's all the same bird flying in from one to the next, or it's different birds flying in from each of the words. So now what happens is like this. Right? The birds flew. One flew out. Now we have a bird back in this nest. We don't know if it's the original bird that came back. It's another bird that came back. So what we do is like this. Posel echad ba'ali chasa. You just apply the rules. That when you have an undefined bird flying into another nest, so it ruins the bird it left, and it ruins itself and the new nest that it came to. That's the rule of this parak. So posel echad ba'alichaso, so it ruined one that it went to, that it left from. Ve'echad b'chaziraso, now that it flew back, ruins another one. It's another rule of this parak. Now that it came back, it ruined another one. So therefore, what we're left now with, harishona, the first woman who started off with only two birds, has nothing now. Shnia, the woman who started off with four birds, also has nothing. Because the bird left, when the bird left, that knocked out bird number three. Then when a bird came back, yeah. When it came back, it knocked out another group. So the second one has nothing. Shlish is the third woman who started off with six birds. So Yesh La'achas is now down to one nest, is down to two birds. Revius, the woman who started off with eight birds, Yesh La'shtayim, is down to four birds. Two pairs, that's right. Chamish is the woman who started with 10 birds. Yesh L'shalosh is now down to three pairs. Shish is the woman who started with 12 birds. Yesh L'arba is now down to four pairs. Shvi is the woman who started off with 14 birds. And, she never lost anything. She still has 14 there. So she now has sheish, six pairs. So what happens if now it flies back? Parach, it flew. V'chazar, and then it came back. So now you have flying back. So now posel echad balichaso. It ruined one nest when it left. Echad b'chaziraso, and another nest when it came back. So now Shlisha Surviya Sein Lehem Klum. Now the woman who had three pairs has nothing. The woman who had four pairs now has nothing. Chamisha is the woman who had the fifth woman. The fifth woman now has achas, is left with one. Shisha is the sixth woman. Yesh L'shtayim has two pairs. And Shviya is the seventh woman. Yesh L'chamesh now has five pairs. Parach v'chazar. Now it flew back again. Now it flew back again. So now you knock out again. Posel echad v'ali chaso v'echad v'chazirasa. You knock out one from where it left and one from where it went to. So now chamishas v'shishas ein lem klum. Now the fifth woman and the sixth woman are left with nothing. And Shvius Yesh La Arba. The seventh is down to four pairs. Yesh Omrim, some say with this last flying back, Shvias lo hefsida klum, the seventh doesn't lude. V'im parach min amesos l'kulam. Now, if a bird that was in amongst the group of birds that are supposed to die flew in to any of these nests, so now all of them need to die because we don't know which bird is what. And maybe this is a bird that's disqualified, that's being offered as a carbon. All right, the last two mishnayos are much easier. Kanstuma, if you have a nest which is not defined, the kanufureshes and another nest where you did define, one is the ola, one is the chatas. Uparach menastuma lamufureshes, and from the indefined, it flew into the defined. So yikach, he should take another bird, zug lasheni, to be a pair for what's left in the indefined. And the for what's left on the undefined, and the all the birds, those that were defined and the undefined that ran into it, they all need to die because we don't know what they are. Chazar, then, if it flew back, O sheparach minam furashos rishon, or maybe the story was that one of the defined ones flew into the undefined, so then kulin yamus, so they all need to die. All right, what happens if you have actually we'll pick up with this Mishnah tomorrow. Now we're going to talk about if you have on one side chatas, one side olos, and in the middle things that are undefined, and the middle gets mixed up with the things that are on the side, and then they go back into the middle. Okay. Rabbi Hananya ben Akasha Omer, that's a good